This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
For Friday,
come on,
April 4th. It's D-Lo and KC. I'm Damian Barling.
The ultimate needle mover in God Mode himself.
He's Kenny Caraway.
Yes, sir.
Acknowledge me.
And we are live
from the worst slums of Sacramento.
Just the absolute worst. We in here, man.
Oh, man. Kings, Hornets tonight.
I don't give a damn.
Possibly down a player, you know. Possibly down a player.
Yeah?
So they got to grind it out. You know what
I mean? Is someone sick?
No, man.
No one's sick this time?
No.
Okay.
No one's sick. Just
got a flu?
Fly
themselves to Charlotte? No.
Nothing like that. You know, the ankles get tricky.
Oh, man.
You know what I mean?
Them ankles, boy.
You know what I mean? Them ankles get tricky, man. I don't know.
We're having fun.
What you mean? We're just talking.
But people take what we say seriously.
Hey, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I know it is.
People take what we say seriously.
Nobody takes us seriously.
Some of them do.
What we're saying is,
did you guys hear what D'Lo and KC said?
DeMontis Sabonis.
Someone sent me a screenshot that said it was on Reddit, and it said that we're shills for clutch. One went as far to say our whole thoughts on Mike in the front office was because Rich told us what to say.
Wow. You know what? Yeah, that's exactly. Rich is paying for my wedding this year, by the way.
Hey, man, look.
Kenny out here raiding the snack shack, but we on the Rich Paul payroll.
Oh, you know what also doesn't last? Speaking of the snack shack, Oreos.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Come on, man. Oreos and peanut M&Ms. I got one of each. That was it.
Me and Kenny are the face of the who ate the snacks and all that.
Man.
But hey, I came into the studio yesterday after work. I know me and Kenny didn't drink 30 Sprites. I know me and Kennedy need 25 bags of M&Ms.
I'm going to ask Jonathan as a shoot, because this runs across multiple shows. I'm going to ask Jonathan to put a camera on the Snack Shack. And when we feel like something questionable has happened, Jonathan, check the camera.
Look, the thing is, me and Jesse will agree.
We're open
it's
with
not
it.
Even quiz. It's yeah. whatever.
We tell you what we're
it's whatever,
doing.
But they came at us.
Exactly. And you know what I saw the other day? Hold on. You know what I saw the other day? They took out two of the water bottles from the fridge, threw it in the other fridge again.
So that's what I was going to add. That's
you saw
stuff.
That too?
No. That's the stuff that needs to be called out.
Yeah. No,
the moving,
happened again.
The moving from one refrigerator to the other
that's
is
crazy.
The type of behavior
that
needs to be called
work,
out.
That's nasty work, man. That's nasty.
You got little 7-Ups from home, just like the ones in our fridge here? Yeah, my ass.
That's nasty work, man.
I'm
going to
hold
Come
these
on.
For later. That's that like that little annoying person when there's like two seats left on a Southwest flight and they go, oh no, I'm holding this. You need to let go because I'm going to sit
Brown,
right there.
That's how they're moving? Yes, Stephen Brown. It's nasty work out here.
That's crazy. But we get just, called to the front of the class.
I see it all. I don't say anything. I see it all though. Yeah. I see it all.
That's funny, man. That's funny. Like I said, I can laugh at it. Jesse can laugh at it because we don't be tripping either way. It's just like, it's whatever, man. It's good. It's the office. You know what I mean? It's cool.
That's us. Yeah, that's us. Going to the kitchen tonight.
Ooh,
got that,
that
elusive
rich.
Yeah, well, so you have to. I'm a social climber, so I had to get someone more famous than me to get the reservation. I know our man was trying to help us. He actually got us set up.
Yeah,
but the dates didn't really work out. So you know, I hit up Katie from the Wake Up Call.
Come on,
like,
man.
Hey, if you want to do this, you. So, oh, I got it. Reservation booked.
Easy work.
So that's tonight. That's my first. I've never done it. First experience at the kitchen tonight.
Never been there either, man.
Paid for. I'll tell you that. I'm expecting a lot because that dinner has been paid for.
Never been there.
Didn't know that that's how it worked.
My mom been there before. I ain't never.
Of course, Cheryl's been there before. Cheryl probably got her own table. Oh yeah, Miss Browning, come on in.
Like I said, I get.
She's the only one who doesn't have to prepay.
I'll get to the kitchen at some point. At some point,
Casey,
we'll see.
Casey got the reservation and then the invoice and was like,
I want to fine dine as much as anybody. But sometimes I'm like, man, you know what I could do with this money? Like I could go here and eat and have a nice night, and I could still have money left over.
Mm-hmm. How many biggie bags you can get with that money?
Not even that. I could go to Morton's and have a good, nice night.
Don't bring that up.
I don't think you can.
I'm telling you that Cajun ribeye, man. I'm telling you, man. But like I said, kitchen is fine dining. That's some good stuff. But I just sometimes I get caught up on that. I'll be like, man, you know what I could do with this money?
Mm. Well, I was in a tough spot. We were on the air, and I got a text. Hey, babe, I'm going to put this on the card. Okay. And it was one of those. What is this a bill for? I guess this is it.
I've always.
And that, so here's the other thing in in my Fire the Vest era. That's a tremendous screen name. I hope you haven't eaten today, D-Lo. So now I'm trying to like watch my food intake because I heard you go pretty tough there.
Probably just stick to the juice today.
I got the juice, a little extra caffeine for the day, and.
See,
I'll open a bottle of wine when I get home, and we're starting the process of getting ready.
So this is, and speaking of, I got to
make sure. I wanted to do this one too.
I'll make sure I stay hydrated today.
What you got anyway. Going on? Hold on. You got something going on tonight, today.
Yeah, this weekend, man.
Taking
a little trip.
You going, you don't want to say?
I mean, yeah, well, I mean, you know, it's all good.
You're going to wine country.
Yeah, we're going to Napa. I never been there before.
Okay.
So. There will be some.
So you look Kenny? Like, okay.
There will, but it's a wedding, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay,
for.
All right.
And the Brody was like, oh, when you getting in? Oh, bet. Hit me when you get in.
Okay.
So we'll see what happens. Like I said, it's going to be wines. It's going to be bourbons. It's going to be a little bit of everything going on.
Okay.
Yeah, it's lit.
Careful.
It's lit.
That's where you get into. Well, no.
He's
no.
always mixing.
And I go slow.
I feel like you're a mixer. Be careful. That's where you get into trouble.
I go slow though.
I know you do. You do everything.
I go slow.
Like your entire life is slow.
You get an old fashioned, and you just sit there for an hour with the drink. Just sip here and there. Keep the beak wet. And I'm not tossing them back or nothing. No, I mean, Just keep the beat wet, you know, cigar bar. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Just chilling a little bit.
The cigar. Is my cigar crew out there?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. I gotta step my game up to get there.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. They go. Aceberg pulled out a cigar. hey, D-Lo, you got this one.
I gotta step my game up.
He lit that. I was like, you know what? I haven't seen the bride and groom yet. Like, let me go say hello. Because once I'm here, I'm engulfed, and I don't. Let me go see them. That is literally the first. That's the second I saw you.
Yeah,
and then I went back out there
all night,
and I was with I was with your crew.
The thing that I always wonder, and I'm not saying one is better than the, I'm not knocking anything. I'm just always.
By the way, if you tune in to hear about the Kings and Hornets, good luck, pal.
Hold your breath. They played my brother and me. I've always wondered. People will look down at somebody buying a, you know, $500 pair of shoes or a $1,500 bag or something like that. But we'll be like, yeah, I'm going to go spend $500 on a dinner. I understand the experience. But there's nothing I can do with that dinner once I'm gone. Once the food is gone, it's gone.
It's the experience. It's the date. Yeah.
And I respect them both. But if... You spent how much on some shoes? Yeah, I just came back from Fogo de Chao. All right, what?
I mean, it's all about, like, you are in these situations. You're paying for an experience. It's no different than, like, these. Like, I like to eat at really nice restaurants when I go to Vegas. And then that's it. And that's why the rest of the year, hey, have you been here? Have you been here? The answer is almost always no, because I just eat at home.
Right.
I feel like I save my eat out budget for like the nicer restaurants.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the time I'm just.
And once again, don't get it twisted. I'll eat at a high end restaurant.
Oh, we know.
That's some good stuff.
We know.
That's some good stuff. I get it. But
have you gone to the restaurant or the Tomahawk?
No.
Yeah, me either.
You don't even like that restaurant.
Well, I don't know. I mean,
yeah.
So
what are you talking? What's this guy talking about?
I want the tomahawk plate from Q. I don't want it from
you.
You and Jay. I don't want it from your Jerry spot.
You diss Morton's. You can't do that,
huh?
I said you can't play that game and diss Morton's and all that because you're going to higher end spots.
No, I'm just going to. It's not higher end. It's just better.
I like them both.
Like, Morton's is expensive.
You made Morton's and Ruth Chris seem like it was McDonald's the other time.
He did.
No, it's cheap. It's cheap. It's like, it's cheap and expensive food.
Can I get a Big Mac, please? My friend was talking about this place.
They're both good. They're not the best places I've ever been to, but they're both good. Yeah, it's good food.
Not even top five.
Maybe not, but they're still good. Like, I can go there and eat good. I can go there and eat real.
But you're going to pay the same you're going to pay at the other spots.
No, I'm not.
Really? Morton's is hella expensive.
It's the same as where you're going tonight?
Well, not that.
No,
that's what I was saying right now.
I've never had a dinner bill like this one. I've never had it. Also, I don't know if you're listening. Baby, what is the wine situation tonight? Do we have to buy that once we get there? Has anybody been there? What's the situation with the wine?
You already paid ahead of time, too, you're saying, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Okay, I wonder what the...
Yeah.
I don't know. I've never been...
No, they lock you in.
Yeah.
They lock you in. That's what
I'm not reaching.
I had to back up off a bit and sit my cup down.
Can you throw it on Afterpay?
What is it, Karma?
Yeah.
Man, I've gotten offers for... Was it a firm less expensive than that bill was?
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Okay, so Cutting Pete. All right, everyone says, wait, they ask you up? Wait, they ask if you want to upgrade?
What?
Upgrade.
Yeah, well.
This is like when they got you for solar.
Yeah.
Oh, they killed. What? Okay. All right, dude.
That's all right. That's okay. It's cool.
It's well, it's too late now.
Well, yeah, you're going to have to, yeah, you're just going to have to, you know.
Drink a bottle before I get there.
No, you're going to have to deal with it when you get there. This is it. This is what you got to do. You can't back out now of the wine. You can't back out of dinner. I'm saying of the wine. Like, no. All right, just give me the $300 bottle. Come on.
What?
Oh, yeah, you're throwing out. Way.
That's what you got to do somewhere. If you're there, that's what we're going to do.
So you've done that before.
You bought a $300 bottle of wine? Don't lie to us either.
Yeah, we're not going to break into
yeah, you. No, we yeah. have the ability to go as long as we want to.
Yeah, man. Yeah, if I'm there, that's what I got to do.
All right, you know
what you want me to get? The $50 bottle? If I'm spending X amount of money already, let's just go.
We'll be back.
Let's just go.
Yeah, you can go ahead and cut whatever instrumental that is off, because yeah, we on one today. Y'all might not recognize this joint. This is me when I'm around KC. Hold on. We're gonna go back to, I think this is probably early 90s right here. Early 90s vibes. This is how we all feel. This man KC talking about. This man talking about, oh, I spent $300 for a bottle of wine.
I don't do that every time. I've done it before.
His wife chimes in and says, oh, I've ordered that on a shot. Come on, let's all live Kenny's life.
What is this doing?
No, we're getting there. Hang on. You see? This is us when we hear KC talk. Come on. Hold on. Come on, man. Let's do it like this.
Yeah, yo.
Hey.
Yeah, yo.
Hey. What are we doing?
Yeah, yo. Pip better have my money. Y'all don't should know me well enough. Pip better have my money. Please don't call me on my blood. Pay me what you want it. Balling bigger than the
this how we started that day.
Give me your money.
Oh, Miss P, don't you?
Who y'all think y'all fronting on? Like, blah, blah, blah. Louis 13 and it's all on me. Nigga, you just bought a shot. Kamikaze, if you think that you gon' knock me off the top. Your wife in the backseat of my brand new foreign car.
Don't act like you forgot. I call the shots. Like blah, blah, blah.
Pay me what you want me. Don't act like you forgot.
Bitch better have my money.
Hey.
Trying to get there, man. We're trying to get there. Oh, hey.
Yeah, come on, man. We ain't done. You thought we was going to do two?
What you thought we was gonna do too? Come on, man, we about that money today. Let's go!
I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, whipping work. Hallelujah, One Nation under God, real getting money from the start. I think I'm Big Meech, Larry Hoover, getting work. Hallelujah, One Nation under God, real getting money from the start. My Rolls Royce triple black, I'm Geechee. Ballin' in the club, bottles like I'm Meechee. Rosé, that's my nickname. Running in my big vein. Self-made, you just affiliated. I built it ground up, you bought and renovated. Talking plenty capers, nothing's been authenticated. Funny you claiming the same that I'm penetrating. Hold the bottles up,
yep.
Where my comrades,
yep.
What a feelings, where my dogs at. I got that Archie Bunker, and it's so white I just might charge a double. I think I'm
big. Yeah, nah, we bout that money today. Y'all know what it is, baby. It's Friday Vibes here with D-Lo and KC. We trying to get rich like the Caraway Circus. Y'all know what it is. You either getting money or you going broke.
Get money.
I think I'm going broke tonight, huh?
Hey,
y'all know what it is.
You wanna sit more on my living room floor? Play Nintendo with Caesar Leo. Pick up my phone, say Papa not home. Sex all night, Mac in the morn. Spin my weed, smoke all my weed. Catch you on. Saying B-I-G, now check it. You wanna be my main squeeze, baby. Don't ya?
You wanna give me what I need, baby.
Don't ya?
Picture life as my wife, just think.
Full left mix, fat X and O mix.
Bracelets to match, conversations, was all that.
Showed you the safe combinations and all that.
Guess you can say you was the one I trusted. Who would ever think that you would spread like mustard?
Got hot, just sent feds to my squad.
Me to court trying to take all I got. Know the intricate like
we'll end it right there. We'll end it with this one.
Hey.
Is this that Kenny Caraway life right here?
Well, I don't have that life. Like I said, I'm not going to the kitchen tonight. That's what people forget.
Where you going tonight?
I'm going out of town. What are you talking about?
Anything beats talking about that game coming up at 4 o'clock.
That's facts. That's facts.
Hey, Colin says it's KC's national anthem right here.
Stop it, Colin. What's is this?
Some people got
to hold up, New Jack? Were they singing this in New Jack?
Oh, yeah.
But it was the Laverts singing. Kind of, they were in there singing a little different version, right?
Yeah, well, yeah,
a little spruced up version.
Because
that wasn't the original one.
Daddy LaVert is in the group,
right?
Yeah,
right. Gerald was singing in New Jack,
right? I think Sean was in it too. I love Gerald LaVert. I love all of them LaVert.
They do, man. They're great.
Karis LaVert,
man. Karis LaVert.
I wonder, just since we're here.
Oh, yeah, we got to just revamp the whole system. Yeah. Oh, who would have known we have those?
Well, right? Right?
Just revamp
the same thing I said. Like, hold up. I can't find a hip-hop hit from 2002, but let me get the idea. Like, hey, I wonder if Casanova's in here.
Oh, man. Yo, hey.
We love the songs. What station are these songs playing?
I don't know. I don't know what this is all linked to.
It is. This one's national. I love this song, though. I can't lie. I love this song. Gerald, Sean,
hey.
Eddie,
hey,
Nin Carrick. We'll let this ride here for a minute, because, again, why not?
I love these joints.
I ain't much on Casanova. Me and Romeo ain't never been friends. Can't you see how much I really love you? Gonna sing it to you time and time again. Oh, Casanova.
Yeah, man.
All right. So the moral of the story is Kenny's rich.
No, I'm not.
And
Kenny's so rich that we don't even need the YouTube money from today.
No, that's how no.
Not that we would. Not that we would ever get it.
Yeah, that's
but,
true. But
yeah,
I know you get the
hey,
point.
Hey, sorry, random guy in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
You don't get our hard-earned money.
No drinks
today.
I need friends
it.
Today.
All right, let me. All right, I'm.
Well, apparently, I need it for the wine tonight.
Well, I'm just gonna ask. All right, you ain't got to answer. What you going with on the wine? Price wise, what's you like? You know, I'm okay with this.
Are we going bottle?
Yeah,
it's a 300.
Might
I'm
as
not,
well. What's
I do not want to order a $300 bottle of wine tonight. That puts the bill at.
What does it put the bill at?
Yeah, just, what you gonna miss it? You gonna miss it after what's going? What's already
you
going
just,
on?
You just said, oh, y'all. Y'all roll your eyes at me for getting $500 shoes, and now you're over here trying to encourage me to get a $300 bottle of wine?
This is what I said. People will be upset at buying $500 pair of shoes and then go spend $700 on a dinner. I'm for both. Do what you do. Do what you do. Get your shoes. If that's what you want to do in a dinner, do your thing. That's what I say. Go ahead, man. Do what you do.
I got to pay Scott. He's out sweating the heat building that damn fence.
Shout out Scott, man. Big up, Scott.
Scooter 916. Appreciate you, bro.
You got it.
I mean, I mean bottle-wise, like probably, I mean, I would think 120 to 150.
Yeah, I was going
to
say 150. Yeah.
I think the bottle we get at Q, the cab we get at Q, I think is about 150. Mm. Shout out to Norm. He's taking his daughter to Q tonight, man. They're going to have
Big
a blast.
Ups, man. That's going
to
be great. I need to get back to Q.
300, man.
Well, like I said.
So a $300 bottle of wine, like in a store, is probably, what, like $100, $120?
Yeah. It's if you go around the corner.
Right. That's what I mean.
Go around $100, $120. $60.
Hey, shout out to the regulars out there just throwing burgers on the grill tomorrow.
That's what I was last week. I just do the burgers on the grill, man. That's all I got.
I mean, this reservation's been made for. I mean, I'm excited. Like,
it's gonna be fire. It's gonna be. I've heard nothing but great things about
see,
the kitchen.
This is the difference. Your wife is spending $300 on a shot. I get a text. I'd kill you if you bought a $300 bottle of wine.
I
don't know.
This weekend, first time in Napa. I might come home with holes in my socks.
That's dope that it's your first time in Napa, though.
come back looking like Franklin Saint at the end.
Jeez. It's a tough weekend.
Oh, man. But no, I've never been to Napa, man. And people think
go see Dr. David. Dr. David out there somewhere.
Dr. David, what up, man?
It's funny. We say Napa. Man. We say Napa, but it's there's like all of these like surrounding areas like that I can never remember the name of. There's just amazing wineries like all throughout that.
Yeah.
That's what area.
I've heard. I mean, it's the spot. Like you talked about yesterday, Lodi is one of them spots too on the Lodi.
Yeah, we'll be Katie and I and our guy Dallas from Alt 94.7 will be at the Lodi Wine Festival tomorrow. Yeah.
And then the one
Boy, Sunday going to be a recovery day for your boy.
Yeah.
Gonna be a recovery.
Gotta get the nutrients back in. What is
nutrients?
Gatorade?
Electrolytes.
Get your Gatorade.
The other spot that I went to was my only wine tasting experience was what? Oh man, it was on. where were the people gonna fight? He said, meet me in
Temecula.
Meet me in Temecula. I went to Temecula one time. That's another.
You never heard of Meet Me in Temecula?
Yeah, who was that again?
That was just two random NBA guys who wanted to fight over LeBron and Kobe, I believe.
On Christmas Day.
Me. And where's Temecula?
Southern California.
Yeah, I'm assuming.
Oh, okay.
They got a casino out that way too that we end up staying at.
Huh.
I think it was Morongo. I can't remember where we stayed, but that was the only time I've been to, and that area's. They got a lot of wine tasting spots over there, so it was dope. But yeah, here in Napa, it was a little hot when I went out there too, so Napa's gonna be great.
I've been wine tasting once, pretty far.
Yeah, wine tasting. I'm a fan of wine tasting.
It is.
I'm a fan of wine.
I like wine too. You like red wine though, huh?
I do. Yeah. I do. I've learned like
white wine, like Stephen Brown.
Yeah, that, me too.
All right. Man, Stephen Brown is the source of so much great material on this show. White wine, like I realized at the Jodeci concert, because we were at Q and had the cab, the I think it was a bottle of, I think it's called Justin, and got there and Vogue was performing. It's like, oh, let's grab a drink. We're already on the wine. Let's grab some wine. Red wine is like that's perfect for you. Mm-hmm. That's a longer consumption. Yeah. Like it's, you don't,
that. Yeah.
Like those whites are a little crisper, a little easier.
They're a little sweeter too.
Yeah. Right.
That's probably
your bag. Yeah.
Shout out to, David Jackson. You're right. It was Pechanga. That was a nice little casino we went to. Casino and Resort. I don't think we didn't stay.
I'm so thrown because David Jackson changed his avatar. And I'm like, is that the real David Jackson? Like, is that our David? Is that a new David Jackson?
Well, it's like when David J changed his to spaghetti.
Right. No sense. Right. Like, yeah.
David J.
Yeah. Like, you guys just can't be going around changing your avatars. And shout out. Whoever created the Run Your Game account.
Like, we know exactly.
Look, I see Zay in there.
Hey. That's a little funny.
Game coming up soon. You don't know when the game is coming, but it's coming up soon.
The burner accounts run wild in the chatty house now.
I had a good night last night.
I did not. But what you no, because Stephen LeBron.
Stephen, I went
Aaron Judge.
I went strong this is why when you win the apps, you know your damn role.
Mm.
I did not. You said his name yesterday. A baseball player.
Ellie De La Cruz?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you got me too.
Did you what because I don't think we laid the same you had what did you
I
have?
I had 1.5 hits run RBIs.
So I had I think
3.
I think I had so I had total bases.
Gotcha.
That's the only one I got wrong. I made a couple of bucks because both LeBron and Steph went LeBron and Steph last night.
Mm.
They had 29.5 on the Demon, both of them. And Steph gave us 37 and the King gave us 33. And then Aaron Judge hit a home run 2 seconds into that Yankees game. So I was like, well, I got that one.
Just started the game.
Man, I could have bought the $300 bottle of wine if I had stayed in my damn lane and not Aaron Judge, fine. Yankees, Dodgers, surface baseball stuff, got it. Oh, Kenny said, De La Cruz, I know who he is. He's played okay. Okay, he's due for some hits here.
Ellie been hooping.
Idiot.
Dang, Ellie been balling, man. But
that was the difference between like $50 and $250. See, I could have gotten a bottle of wine.
And then also, Ellie was up in the eighth inning with a runner on second base. He could have got them both right there. 2-0 count. He's in control. It's a weak ground to the third. I said, Ellie, come on. I felt like I needed to watch those NCAA videos. I remember you seen the videos where they tell people not to get mad at the kids for messing up.
Yeah.
Make sure you guys cash in on those Aaron Judge and Yankees one. You got about 5 months before it starts going the other way.
Why we got to be disrespectful?
I'm just trying to make you guys money. I'm trying to make you guys money. That's it.
He's having a good start to the season.
I know. You got 5 months of that, and then it's going to go the other way. So just get your money now.
What's Rafael doing? Did he get hit today?
I don't know. The Red Sox are winning 6-4 right now.
What's the Red Sox record? Are they even Are we paying attention to the Red Sox?
No, they didn't.
You guys don't pay attention. Yeah, this is the first time they're back in a while.
They didn't.
They've been asleep for the last 5 years.
They didn't Mike Brown to Kevin Hurt or Rafael Devers by giving Bregman a spot.
No, hey, they gave Christian Campbell the second base. That's why. The rookie they got. That's what happened there.
Well, yeah, because Bregman wasn't going to play second. They put him at third and just Kevin Hurt or Rafael Devers.
That's fine. That's fine.
David
Ortiz hit for 15 years. You can do it.
He'll learn. He'll learn. But don't disrespect Aaron Judge. There's no need for that.
I'm not. I'm not disrespecting him. I'm telling the truth.
Oh, come on, man. Don't do that. Relax. Relax. Relax.
Did you see Elena Deladon retire today?
I did, man. That was one of my favorite players.
She has one of the most unique stories, I think, in recent WNBA memory. Rephrase that a little bit. I think she has one of the most unique stories in recent women's basketball memory.
Mm.
She was the one. Like, Juju, all of the, like, she was that.
Yeah.
Like, she,
straight up.
She was, like, really the first woman who you're like, yo, that's Dirk. And she was set to go to UConn. It would, like, she's going to UConn after Maya, and it's like it's over. Just keep giving them the titles. Like there's nothing anyone can do. Like you're gonna lose. She has a, I can't remember, and I'm so sorry. I don't have this part of the story memorized. It's a brother or a sister. It's a family member with like an affliction, and that person is like really reliant on her. And, like, she loves, you know, brother, sister, that person. Yeah. So she was like, I can't. I'm not going to UConn. I'm just going to stay home and go to Delaware. Petty-ass Gino held it against her probably to this day. Still, like, does not like her for it. Like, Gino would not say Elena Deladon's name.
That's crazy.
Because she didn't go to UConn. And he knew what her going to UConn would have meant for him. Mm-hmm. Which is funny because he knew the same thing about Maya Moore when Maya Moore committed to the University of Tennessee and he realized his program had just ended because we were going from the Candace Parker era to the Maya Moore era. He realized what that meant and all of a sudden Maya was committed to UConn, but that's an entirely different story.
Mm.
Elena, she had like Lyme disease. Is that what it's called? Lyme disease?
Yeah.
And so like there were like seasons, there were times in college and even in the W where it like took her out. But when she played, bruh, like when they say like, nah, she's like Dirk. No, she's Dirk.
Yeah.
Like she's six, you know, 6'6", 6'7", whatever she is, shooting from three, handling the ball. You want a point guard? Deladon can be your point guard. Mm-hmm. I mean, she is, winds up getting Mike Tebow to his first WNBA championship with the Washington Wizards. I don't think she's played either of the last two seasons.
Sounds about right.
I know she didn't play last year. I don't think she played the season before, but I can't remember. She's had back surgeries, all sorts of different stuff, but she is an absolutely fascinating basketball player. Mm. One of, like, just skill set, KD levels, like one of the greatest we've ever seen.
A little bit of what if. To her,
oh yeah,
you know what I'm saying, with everything that's going on.
Yeah.
I look at her, and it's no shade because I think Stewie is fantastic, but she could have been that level,
yep,
score player, all this other stuff over the course of her career. That was before, you know, before I was you know, I got locked in with my girls, you know, Aces for life. I wanted,
I don't even think the Aces existed when she joined the league, but no, for life.
I had to get, like, I'm locked in with my girls now, but
her last season was 2023, by the way.
So okay, so she has missed 2 years. Okay,
I wanted Deladon when I was so happy when she won that championship, man.
Yeah.
Because did they get close before and she lost,
mm-hmm,
and when she finally got it, I remember the photo of her sleeping with the championship with the trophy. Was pretty dope, man. So
yeah, that was huge for her. That was huge for Mike. But yeah, she retired today. If her career was starting today, she'd be like face of the league level
Absolutely.
Player.
Absolutely.
Yeah, she'd be face of the league.
Yeah. Man, hell of a career, though. Hell of a career. Two-time.
Doesn't hurt she's a pretty MVP. White girl, either. That always really helps in the WNBA. If you're a pretty white girl, they will find a way to make it work.
Two-time MVP?
Or yeah. One? No, two.
Yeah.
Yep, two.
Yeah, man. That's one of the greats.
One of the best we've ever seen. Yep. Absolutely. One just an absolutely fascinating basketball player. And I hate, you know, I feel like now, you know, the Caitlins, the Angels, you know, the players that we have now, you'll, no one will sneak under the radar anymore. I feel like Deladon might be the last player who you have to explain to somebody. Because she's right, like she was right before the boom.
Yeah.
Like right before, it's like blowing up before the Attitude Era. Like it's you just, Diesel was real big in 95, man. You're just going to have to trust me. That was her. She was... Not that she's not known, not that people won't be able to talk about it, but on this scale, we all know it's different now. On this scale, she might be the very last player where it's like, yeah, I wish you could have seen her.
She was...
I wish everybody could have seen on a grand scale what she did.
I think my timeline is right. She was like... She was there and they played in the same league, but she was winding down or maybe won the championship as Asia was coming in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Asia to me is like the first one of this era. She's the first one. It's a different era of superstardom for these young
guys. I mean, a lot of those aces, I guess now weird former aces, because I put Kelsey in that category too. I think Asia, she's not dead.
Well, you know, she's not with the aces.
Yeah, but she's not dead. She's alive and well. She's okay. I like that. That's a good line. Yeah. Asia's first in the new generation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they got a whole nother generation ready to with the Pages, the Juju's when she comes back, and
Juju's gonna be the one to
Juju's. That's the other thing about Paige and Final Fours tonight too, that makes me feel good is Paige looks like she's back to Paige Beckers, and she had an ACL.
This tournament's crazy for her.
So she had that injury. So it gives hope for, you know, we'll see Juju back to who she was. Obviously you'll never be exactly the same, but Paige is, this is about who she was from jump. And it took a while, but she's back.
And it's happening at the right time too, because UConn could somehow win another championship.
Yeah.
We'll come back. Did you have something? Oh, I thought you were trying to get my attention.
Tristan Casas had a double.
Did you want to say anything?
No, I celebrate because Tristan Casas had a double. That's what that was.
Okay. I didn't know if you wanted to say. We were talking earlier. I didn't know if you wanted to.
Oh, no, stop. You're going to turn me into a hater, and I don't want to be that. I'll tell you what we were talking about.
Oh, I think I know. I don't, but I think I do.
He ain't got to talk about it. I'm just messing with him.
We'll come back.
Casey knows I'll say things.
Look, we'll come back. Maybe Jesse will say things. Maybe he won't. We can't avoid the Sacramento Kings forever. We're basically your pregame show. This is what happened. Kyle ditched us. He was like, hey, got a wedding to go. By the way, congratulations. Oh, I don't have the air horns up because I have all of the KSFM stuff up. But congratulations to our brother Chris Biederman.
Yes, sir.
Chris Biederman getting married this weekend.
Yes, sir.
Congratulations to our guy. Here we go.
Big up to my boy Chris, man. And go blue.
Okay. We'll come back. We'll talk basketball. Steph and LeBron gave us another classic last night.
Someone asked a question I want to ask you.
Giannis gave us a classic last night. And we haven't, because we were bitching all day yesterday, we didn't have the chance to talk about Sac State.
Oh, man.
So we... It took 45 minutes. We'll get the show started next. D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320. Turn your mic on over there. There you go. Yeah, and pull the microphone to you, because see? Yeah.
Well, look.
Teach Lizzie how to do everything.
Yeah, well, he finally did what the hell he was supposed to do.
No, don't do that.
Finally, it's about damn time, Lizzie.
Hey, I had to pay my dues. It's Friday, we got the pizza.
Thank you. I came through.
Hey.
It's about time, Rook.
Yeah, it's like the Ricky Hayes, man. I got to do what I got to do, guys.
Jesus, 2 weeks without pizza. This guy think he is. Matter of fact, we'll add another 4 weeks on to how many times you got to bring pizza because you missed those two.
You know what? We want In-N-Out Friday back, too. All
right, man.
You guys had no interest, man.
I'll leave my man Leezy alone.
Shout out, Leezy.
Leezy, go grab me. Go grab me a smoothie from Nectar.
I got you.
No need. We're happy you're here, Leezy.
Hey, I'm on it. What's
We're
up,
happy
guys?
You're here. No, man, we good. Well, let's get into it, man. Let's talk Kings basketball. Kings and the Hornets tonight. Doesn't matter if it's at home. Doesn't matter if it's on the road. This team is struggling. They have not won a game on the road in over a month.
Yeah.
Remind you, they played in Washington.
That's crazy.
That was insane. I did not expect that. I know that's one of those games where you're like, hey, Washington, they don't have nobody. But then by the fourth quarter, Jordan Poole was sitting down and we were still losing. I was like, oh, man. Mm.
That was one of the – and James Ham said it, and I hear him. It's one of the worst losses in recent memory for this franchise. And I'm talking before Beam Team, all this stuff. That was awful for all things considered. You can't lose that game. And the way they look, like it wasn't even close a lot of the times. I was trying to debate whether that was the worst or last year in Washington. Because last year in Washington was bad.
There was no Beam.
That was awful. Yeah. Late in the season, you needed it. Everybody was there. That was before Malik Monk got hurt. And, yeah, losing that game was just as bad. I don't know which one is worse. I think people will say this game because they just don't like this team. But I haven't decided yet. I think it's the one we saw the other day. But last year was bad, too.
And that's the thing. You can go out there and lose.
That's a damn shame what you were ranking. We're ranking these losses against the Wizards. Sorry, Lisa, go ahead.
Which loss was the worst one? That's the thing. Like you can lose a game, but just getting blown out like that is just disheartening. And like you said, a lot of people have already given up on this team, and games like that are why, you know, we just want to see them play with heart. You know, it's okay to lose, but at least put out your best effort, and we're not seeing it right now. I was even
Like I think we lean on the effort thing too much. Like mm-hmm. we quit. No, it's not. No, it, and it, no, it's not okay to lose. Huh? It's not okay to lose to a team that's not trying to win.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like, look, you go out there and you do what you could do against the Celtics. We're going to see it against the Cavs, mm-hmm. you know, whatever, and you fall short. Like, that's the game.
That's the frustrating part. You can show up for the Cavs, but then you don't show up for the Wizards? Is that inconsistency?
And that's the thing that I think will leave Kings fans constantly perplexed is mm-hmm. like, how do you – I mean, we didn't have to wait long. It was literally the next night. Yeah. You beat Cleveland, and it was like, wow.
Yeah.
Beat Memphis. That yeah. By the way, that looks a little different than it did back then.
Yeah, but, there's new context.
Right, exactly. But you beat Memphis. Mm-hmm. You beat Cleveland, and it's like, all right, this seven-game homestand everyone concerned about is down to five.
Yeah.
We're up to zero. We're favored to win the next one. Mm-hmm. And then – you're up 19. Everything looks golden.
Yeah.
Until it doesn't.
Yeah, you have momentum.
They've lost a lot of people in this city. Have they lost you yet? Like, are you still,
man?
Like, I want them to lose. I'm sick of this team and all this other stuff.
I've been a Kings apologist. And like I said, guys, I've run out of apologies for this team. And it's not even just like, I know a lot of people are mad at DeRozan. I'm not even mad at him. I am frustrated with LaVine. Obviously, we don't know what's going on. I expected a lot more for him. There's been some good additions. Like, everyone's a little too high on Laravia. Everyone likes him. And Valanciunas has been nice. But it just overall, it's just not meshing. And we're not getting the results we want. And honestly, I'm getting to the point where I am one of the people thinking ahead. Like, we don't know what's going to happen this offseason. We don't know who's going to be making decisions, who's going to be in control. But I think it would be good if we put ourselves in the right opportunity to start building up, hopefully, or retooling, or whatever they want to do.
Once again, Leezy, settle down with the we. You still have not filled out your application to be here. You're talking about you're a free agent. I mean, what is this, the summer of Leezy? Are you going to figure out your team by the summer? What are we doing?
I'm like KD right now. I'm just evaluating all my options. I don't want to do something in the middle of the season. I got to wait.
No doubt, man. I'm not there. Very frustrated with him yesterday. Very frustrated after that game. We talked about it for 4 hours about how disgusting that mm-hmm. performance was in Washington. But, mm-hmm. you know, one-man wolf pack, minority, whatever you want to call it, I still want to see them get into the play-in. I want to see them. I want to see playoff games.
Yeah.
You know, that and they don't have to be related if you want that. It's not, if they make the playoffs, everything's great, and everybody should come back. I think a lot of people, if not everybody, have sealed their fate with this team moving forward
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday. Like, the book should be closed on a lot of people. But I still want to see this team in the playoffs. I don't care if it's 4-0. I don't care if they push them to 7 or whatever.
Yeah.
I want to see playoff games, man. And
there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, that it's always great for the city when we get those moments. We remember how electric it was when we finally broke the drought and how the city was buzzing. And no matter what, Kings fans are going to show up, even if the team is not playing to their best. So if we did get in that play-in, playoff situation, it would be great for the city.
And one of the reasons why I probably feel that way is I understand you got a better chance the higher your draft pick is or having a draft pick or whatever.
Yeah.
But I look at it where I don't want to say it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you just got to get it right no matter what you do.
Yeah.
You can have your draft picks and get them wrong.
Hey,
you could have no draft picks and make all great trades and acquisitions in the offseason and be a better team next year. I just need them to get it right. I don't really care how they go about it.
Mm-hmm.
They need to get this right. And that's why I'm like, hey, make the playoffs and then get it right with the hirings, with the acquisitions, all this other stuff.
Yeah. And as you mentioned, like, we don't know if we get the pick. We don't know where it's going to be, 12, 9, whatever. We've seen, there's been times we've had top three picks, and it hasn't gone the way we wanted it to. So, like you said, you got the right personnel in place to make the right decisions and actually construct a real roster, because some of the decisions that's been made so far is just really head-scratching. Some of the pieces and players we've drafted and moves, or lack thereof moves, has been really frustrating. So you got to have the right people making the decisions.
Kings have lost 11 of 14, I think is the number.
Yeah, that sounds right.
They could wind up losing 11 of 14, 14 of like 20, 21, and wind up, like, that's awful, right? But wind up in the postseason. Would anyone be terribly shocked if they just won two games in a row?
No, I wouldn't.
Like, you'd have to be, you know, probably at this point it feels like Dallas, which again, I mean, Dallas is commended for the fight and all of that. But if Sacramento beats Dallas, it's not stunning.
Right.
Winning a second game would be a bit surprising, but that's what they beat Cleveland, yeah, right?
It's not the craziest thing.
It's not. Sorry, Jessica.
Is that what they are anymore, though? Because now it just feels like they've let go of the rope, and now they're just a bad basketball team. We're just kind of free-falling until we get to the end of the season. Like, I'd be pretty shocked if they won two games in the play-in. At this point, knowing what they look like now.
That's fair. I mean, yeah, they look different than they did 3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So I understand that.
And but I can't figure out why.
I don't know.
Well, like, did they all of a sudden just get sick of each other?
Maybe just some of the losses just slowly started
wearing on them.
Did
someone sleep with
them.
Someone's girl? That's normally. Start with the women.
Yeah.
Start with the money. Did someone not pay off a bet?
Right.
Like
card
something
game
somewhere.
On the
yeah,
team
right.
I mean, it's not always encouraging when your head coach is talking about having to fix a plan while it's in the air and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, maybe it was just bound to happen this way.
Mm. Yeah, I.
Some of the losses just, I feel like maybe they just started wearing on them. Like,
could be that too.
A turning point for me was kind of the Clippers too. Game when Kawhi hit that crazy shot at the end of the game. I was a little broken off that.
No, it that was
hurt.
Tough.
Yeah,
that was tough. At the time, I talked about, you know, might you know, stay with these guys for about a week, and I don't know if it did or not. But they had a bad week after that.
Yes,
and the thing about it was I thought it was just going to be that week,
and it's.
They had a little uprising, but what we talk about the Clippers game, what really could have got them might have been that Bulls game.
Yeah, I was at that Bulls game.
That was tough because that was an opportunity to feel good about yourselves, to set yourself up for a winning homestand in that situation, and you blew it.
Yeah,
you absolutely blew it. They haven't looked right since that moment.
As I said, I was at that game. I was there watching Kevin Herter warm up. He wasn't missing nothing. I don't know where this Kevin Herter was when he was on the Kings, but I wish we had this guy. And like you said, Casey, that's a game you should win. and you can build off that. But it was just really just deflating. And he hit like, he closed out the game, Kevin Herter. So
yeah,
it's
did.
Just one of those that just adds on to it, you know?
He did. Yeah.
Tough. That's tough, man. Well, they got Charlotte tonight. And hell, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
I have no idea
have
what to
no
expect.
No idea.
And Sabonis is out for the night, right? Is that confirmed?
No, Sabonis has been added to the injury report.
Okay.
Because of an ankle. For scoreboard purposes, Phoenix plays Boston tonight. Dallas plays the Clippers.
Ooh.
So they got two playoff teams. No KD tonight versus Boston. As long as there's not a letdown right there, you should, at the very worst, you could have put this thing away. Like, you could have legitimately put this thing away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But,
simple as that. I mean, you, even with losing to Indiana and what happened on Saturday, you take care of business and beat the Wizards and the Hornets, and the Suns lose against Milwaukee, and we're expecting them to lose against Boston. Like you said, this thing would have been, they would have been three games back with five to go.
They are in control of their own destiny, you know? They had opportunities.
Yeah. But now you open up the door a little bit for them, or you keep it open. You open up the door or keep it open for Portland a little bit. And yeah, that was just an awful, awful loss.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Do you know what went down at the Viper Room the night River Phoenix died? Are you aware of how Steve McQueen escaped death at the hands of the Manson family? But what about the real-life brutal murder that inspired David Lynch's Twin Peaks? These stories and more are told in the Hollywoodland podcast, where true crime and Tinseltown collide. Follow and listen to Hollywoodland wherever you get your podcasts.